wakes up.
Cape Town wakes up.
With Ryan O'Connor for breakfast.
Exclusive to Smile FM.
In all the years that I've known him, which now counts countless decades, has he been a man that's been a part of your and my media landscape in South Africa, but also a man with one of the biggest hearts that you'll find and a real community person when it comes to helping out. Gesant Abada, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Ryan. What a pleasure to be speaking with my favorite breakfast show. I'm not sure what countless decades, though.
We did the math the other day and I was dumbstruck to realize how long we've been friends for, because it feels like, you know, a true friendship doesn't feel like the length of time when you actually count the years. And you know, you kind of, when you have the same ideas and the same kind of a heart, I believe that like-minded people will always connect and they'll always have that kind of bond between one another. And as long as I've known you, you've always been a man with one of the biggest hearts. And every year that we've been on this earth, you've been involved in some way in giving back. And Gesant, with this new project of yours, Reboot, you're at it again, and for an unbelievable cause.
Yeah, look, the universe kind of aligned this weekend. So I got the call from a children's home in Woodstock.
Right.
Who were joining Blackpool. Yeah, I kind of grew up.
Yes.
And played my football the same time you were at Edgemead.
That's,
you know,
right.
And Edgemead used to clap us. Not anymore. But listen, so the children's home, Blackpool Still Community Club, they do incredible stuff in Salt River for kids who are in need, you know, the children of refugees, orphans, children from children's homes. And this is not the first call I took like this. And I thought to myself, you know, I find a pair of boots and that's the end of the story. But what about the need out there? Yesterday, I'm not lying, I mean, a friend of mine, Gerald Nomlala, who I've known as long as I know you, comes to me. He collects school shoes, new school shoes, to make sure that kids go to school every day. This guy's based in Khayelitsha.
Sure.
He's so far distributed 65,000 pairs of school shoes.
Wow.
His target is 1 million pairs in his lifetime, and he's got people like Sia Khulisi on board. And this was the universe talking to me. It said, come now, Gesant. You have to strap up your boot laces and get involved. And I know a guy who's got a fetish for wash shoes. You know, I've got a fetish for football boots, as you know.
Yes.
And my wife gets adorned about them.
Yeah.
How many pairs of football boots do you need? And then I will say the same thing to her about her closet, you know, like, leave me off and I'll leave you off.
Exactly.
And the thing is, you have to be passionate about something, and it doesn't stop you. You know, we know everybody in the garage has some kind of piece of sports equipment that's just collecting dust. The guy thought he could play golf like me, and it's the golf bags just lying around. I'll come and fetch it from you. We'll repurpose it. My son and I are doing this on our own. There's nothing formal about it. It's not an NPO. I'm using my networks and my platforms to make this thing grow.
I love that. And I love that you started, instead of waiting, you got a call, you wanted to action it, and you're actioning it. It's Tuesday, 2 days after deciding that this is something that you actually need to go ahead with, and you're doing it. And I love that. Now, obviously, in the next couple of days, there's going to be a lot of connecting people with people connecting with you, asking, what can we do besides give you sporting goods? Like, what is the access point? Where do we touch the Reboot in terms of connections? How do we reach out? And I'm sure all of this is going to be happen soon in terms of having a Facebook page, a point of contact, like I said. And then to your point, every single garage in the northern suburbs I know I can speak of that gets left open that I can look inside has some sporting equipment in there, whether it's a soccer ball, a rugby ball, a tennis racket with intention of using that never got used. And maybe it did get used. Maybe your tennis racket had a fulfilled life and it served you well, but maybe it's now gathering dust in the garage. It is now time to let that tennis racket get back to what it's good at doing, and that's helping somebody else's game of tennis. Without that tennis racket, there's a kid that can't play tennis at all or go anywhere near a tennis court because they don't have the equipment to play. I love the fact, and as I'm speaking to this, loads and streams of messages coming through of people going, you're so right, we've got a garage full of sporting equipment. Gesant, where's that touch point for Reboot? How do people get hold? How do they make contact with you?
Okay, so the easiest way is to read my column on Cape Town, etc.
Yes, it's just
out
today.
My, It's got my email address on there. Email me, be lastig, I don't care. You can call, you can email as many times as possible. Oh, I forgot, I've got this wetsuit that didn't pee in. You can have that as well. but very important here, Ryan, I am not after new things. If we get new things, I mean, absolutely.
Bonus. Yeah, yeah.
But the analogy holds, you know, that pair of boots that's going to be re-gifted, going to be taken care of because it's given with purpose, with intent, with integrity, and with dignity, you know.
Like, absolutely.
My pair of first pair of football boots were hand-me-downs, and I polished those things. I mean, I couldn't even look at them because they blind me. And with the days when boots were just black, there weren't any of the fancy colorways that we know now. And it was a very sensible approach from my parents because they never played sport. And they said, we won't buy you football boots. Here's a pair that your cousin gave you. I can't believe you gave them to me. But try the sport. If you don't like it, we didn't invest in football boots for nothing. And they're not cheap.
No, you're spot on.
So Ryan, I'm also on Instagram, Gesantebade, @Gesantebade, and LinkedIn. I don't play in those other spaces, but look, the time has come for us to do things ourselves. We've got Trump running America. We've got 99 problems in South Africa. You know, and your team, you guys just decide one day you're going to do something, you do it, and that's what I decided to do. There's no science behind it. I don't even know if I'm going to go the NPO route here, but... My email's open. I'm happy to share my phone number even.
Sure, this is incredible.
It needs a reboot.
Yeah, it does need. I love that. I love that. Gesantebade, thank you. So we'll put all these details online. And I'm starting from my side by donating 2 pairs of boots that have seen, I mean, they're really lucky boots. They've seen a good couple of goals. They're lucky boots.
And I'm for myself.
Lekker bud.
Thank you, man. Thanks so much.
Thanks for sending.
Follow us on Instagram @Ryan and Connor Breakfast Show.